Dictation for David Hunt, H-U-N-T, November 361. Address as a letter to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, 831-9009. Dear Dr. Gaffney, consultation for Mr. Hunt with abnormal kidney function hypertension. He has long-standing hypertension, obesity. Blood pressure became difficult to control around December in the 200s. You did some adjustment of medications. He says to be compliant with treatment. Does not follow a strict low sodium. He underwent a free vessel bypass surgery and apparently aortic valve replacement. There were no complications. All this was done in Grand Rapids. Blood pressure has improved. Pacing weight and appetite is stable. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. There was prior loose stools that has improved. He denies bleeding. There is chronic frequency, urgency, nocturia, and minor incontinence. There is some degree of lower extremity edema, worse on the vein donor on the left leg. There is some numbness on the right hand. The forearm, right-sided artery was obtained for the bypass surgery. He has good strength, no gross discolor or ulcers. He's a left-handed person. There is some degree of dyspnea, no chest pains, is not using any oxygen or CPAP machine. Next paragraph, the past medical history, coronary artery disease and prior stent 2008, the recent heart procedures. He's not aware if there is congestive heart failure. He denies endocarditis. He denies rheumatic fever, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS stroke. He denies diabetes. A1C has been in the pre-diabetes range or close to normal. A remote history of kidney stone, doesn't know the type. He denies gout, liver abnormalities. Next paragraph, procedures as indicated above for coronary artery stent are recently free vessel bypass and aortic valve replacement prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, start smoking age 12, up to 3 packs per day, presently down to 0.5 pack. Denies alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, side effects reported to Chantix, C-H-A-N-T-I-X with hives. Next paragraph, review system for low magnesium, question related to GI losses. Next paragraph, present medications, albuterol as needed. Was given amiodarone for a short period of time around the heart surgery, already discontinued. On Norvas, 5 milligrams, aspirin, Lipitor, Plavix, vitamin D, off Lasix, off nitrates, on magnesium replacement, on metoprolol, Prilosec, Aldactone, Losartan. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 217, down from previously 245. 72 inches tall, blood pressure was 130 over 90 on the left side. He asked not to check blood pressure on the right arm. That was the arterial donor for the bypass. He's a tall, large, obese person, very pleasant, no gross respiratory distress, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities. Question early COPD, no localized RAL wheezes, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. There is obesity of the abdomen, no Bruetts, present in no gross edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, baseline creatinine has been around 1.3, at least since 2023. Presently, May, creatinine is up to 1.82, representing a GFR of 41. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, glucose not fasting, mild elevated 122, normal calcium, no albumin or phosphorus available. There is low hemoglobin at 13.8 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Elevated triglycerides. LDL above goal should be around 55. He is 95. HDL in the low side. I don't have a urine sample to compare. Before the heart procedure surgeries, you did some testing, aldosterone, renin, cortisol. It's my understanding that there is also MRIs, CT scan, adrenal, renal arteries, which presently is not available. I couldn't find through Epic records of him, probably because he was never registered with MyMichigan. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Long-standing hypertension with elevated levels 6 months back. Workup not conclusive. I will obtain imaging done at the time of cardiac cath. I'm not sure if they did assessment of renal artery. In any regard, today is improved, not completely at goal. Our goal is 130 over 80 or less. He is 130 over 90. Test to be compliant with medications. He has room for calcium channel blockers and amlodipine. Also room to increase losartan as needed. Might also require a diuretic for blood pressure control. Next number, chronic kidney disease. Over the last 6 months, get imaging results. We will get the discharge summary from the bypass surgery. For any details or complications, we will monitor chemistries. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, or pericarditis. Next number, he has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate with frequency of nocturnal incontinence. We'll see what imaging shows about bladder volume, if there is any issues of incomplete urinary emptying or retention. Next number, obesity. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next number, pre-diabetes, hyperglycemia. Next number, active smoker. Next number, coronary artery disease. Procedures as indicated above. I do not know the status of his ejection fraction. Next number, clinical evidence for COPD. related to a smoker. Next paragraph reported low levels of magnesium. This was at the time of diarrhea and prior exposure to diuretics. We will monitor and potential workup based on persisting low levels. Next paragraph, Kamen Sai discussed all these issues with the patient. Unfortunately, I'm missing information critical to understand better his hypertension, progressive renal failure, as well as the magnesium issues. We will review and advise further according to findings. End of dictation.